Torah chapter 12, Mishnah 2, Hizah, if he sprinkles the water with the hyssop, with a short hyssop, and Sofek min ha-chut, Sofek min ha-kush, Sofek min ha-gibul, and we're not sure where the water came from. Did it spray off the thread? Did it spray off the spindle reed? Did it spray off the stalk? Where did the water come off? And this is obviously following on from the previous Mishnah where he dipped it in with the aid of a thread. And or a spindle reed. So says the Mishnah, Hazayasoi Psula. The sprinkling in this case is pasul. It is an invalid sprinkling, and we need to know that the sprinkling came specifically from the hyssop. Hizah al shnei kalim. If the water was and ashes were sprinkled on two vessels, Sofek al shneim hizah. And there is a doubt whether he sprinkled it on both, or Sofek machavera mitzah alav. Or there's a doubt whether it dripped from the one onto the other, that he only sprinkled it on one and it dripped from there onto the other one. Hazaso psula, says the Mishnah, the sprinkling again is invalid. It's got to be directly sprinkled onto the utensil in order to remove its impurity. Machat shinasuna al hacheris, if there is a needle that is inserted into an earthenware utensil, vehiza aleha, and he sprinkles water onto it, but now sofek al hamachat hiza sofek min hacheris, and we don't know if the water was sprinkled directly onto the needle, or we don't know if the water dripped off from the earthenware utensil onto the needle. Hazayasa psula. So in this case, again, it is invalid because the water has to be sprinkled directly onto the needle. Tsluchis shepia tsar. If there is a flask which has a narrow mouth, toivel umale kadarko. He can dip the hyssop into it and raise it out in the usual manner. He doesn't have to worry that the hyssop got wet from the water that was like on the mouth of the flask. He doesn't have to worry about that. Reb Yehuda Omer Hazaya Rishona. No, that only applies to the first time he dips it in. Because when he dips it in and it's dry, so it's not going to stick so much to the mouth of the flask, which might be wet inside. But when the hyssop is itself damp, then it's going to be more inclined to stick to the inside of the flask. So says Reb Yehuda, only the first sprinkling with the hyssop will be valid. The sprinklings after that will not be valid. Next case in the Mishnah, Meichata Shnis Ma'atu. If the water in the flask decreased its level, Toivel Afili Roshe Givulin Umaze. He can even dip the tips of the hyssop. So it doesn't have to be that like the whole hyssop is dipped in the water. Even the tips, says the Mishnah, can be dipped in the water, umaze, and then he can sprinkle them. As long as he doesn't wipe away from the sides the water. The important thing, says the Mishnah, is that the hyssop has to be dipped into the water, and you can't wipe water off the sides of the flask. If he intends to sprinkle water in front of him, on a person in front of him, and he inadvertently sprinkles on a person behind him, or the other way around, the sprinkling is invalid. And we see from over here, important principle that the intention has to be in line with what he is intends to do. So if he intends to sprinkle in front of him, so then it has to be that he sprinkles in front of him. If he sprinkles somewhere else, then that would not be a valid sprinkling. Carries on the Mishnah, Lefanav, if he intends to sprinkle before him, Vehiza al hatstadin shilafanav, and he sprinkles to like the sides, but still in front of him, but like to the sides in front of him, Hazayasa Kasharis. In that case, that's good enough. He still is considered as if he had the right intention sprinkled in front of him. That's good, says the Mishnah. Mazin al ha'adam midato v'shelo midato. If he sprinkles on a person, he can do it whether that person has intention to be purified or not. So the intention of the recipient is irrelevant. If the water is sprinkled on him, it works. Mazin al ha'adam v'al ha'kailim v'afilu hain maya. And a person and vessels can be sprinkled upon even if there are 100 of them, meaning that if he performs one sprinkling on them, whatever person, utensil, whatever it is, if they receive even one drop of water, is pure, and provided that the person who sprinkles has them in mind. So another principle is coming out from here. How much water has to be sprinkled on the person or utensil? Even one drop, we learn out of here, purifies.